USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Trump administration is moving to implement a regulation that would allow the government to indefinitely detain illegal migrant families crossing into the U.S. illegally. Friday on Fox and Friends, U.S. Border Patrol Chief Carla Provost outlined the way the new rule would be implemented.
These families are going to be held in ICE custody in family residential centers. I want to be clear that they are not going to be held in Border Patrol stations. So that frees up my agents first and foremost. They also are going to be held until they can have a fair trial and get in front of a judge and make their case. And that is expected to be somewhere between 40 and 60 days.
President Trump took to Twitter and says he's asking American companies to start looking for an alternative to China on the news that China is planning on implementing $75 billion worth of tariffs on U.S. goods. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This is sponsored by Facebook. Nearly half of all Americans know someone who's affected by opioids. But according to the U.S. Surgeon General, only about a quarter of those with an opioid addiction get the treatment they need. All too often, it is the stigma and undeserving shame of opioid addiction that forces people to remain silent rather than seek help. In an effort to address the opioid epidemic and combat this stigma, Facebook, in partnership with Drug-Free Kids and Center on Addiction, created Stop Opioid Silence, a national public awareness campaign aimed at inspiring people to break the silence and share their stories with each other, a medical professional, or family and friends. Marsha Lee Taylor is the Executive Vice President of External and Government Relations at Center on Addiction.
Our goal is to help those struggling with opioid addiction understand that they're not alone and that there are ways to find help and support.
Visit StopOpioidSilence.org and click Message for Help.
The White House is responding to China announcing they're going to be increasing tariffs on U.S. goods. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
President Trump still plans to impose additional tariffs on Chinese goods in September. Now China's striking back as the trade war only escalates. The Chinese government announcing a tariff hike on $75 billion of U.S. goods. However, White House trade advisor Peter Navarro says there's no need to panic.
$75 billion worth of tariffs in terms of the combined $30 trillion economy is not something for the stock market to worry about.
Navarro was speaking there on Fox Business. Billionaire David Koch is dead at the age of 79. The conservative activist and philanthropist, along with his 83-year-old brother Charles, used their fortune to push for smaller government and have been known to throw their support behind Republican candidates and causes. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
As President Trump continues to explore ways to stop murders from happening across the country, one of the things the president is very interested in is mental illness and how mental illness plays a role regarding people committing these horrific acts. I had a chance to catch up with Dr. Alan Roper, and one of the things we discussed was how someone's mental state plays a role when it comes to these people that commit these horrific mass murders.
Well, first off, there's a notion that there's not just something wrong with their mental life, but with their brain, that their brain made them do it. And that turns out probably not to be true. There's only one celebrated case where somebody who was a mass murderer turned out to have something wrong with his brain, and it's not even clear they were connected. But I just don't think we fully understand. And I think attempts to frame the problem as mental illness could be a little bit misguided, because we don't know the boundaries of mental illness. We don't, and who says it's mental illness? Who's going to decide?
A Hawaiian Airlines flight made an emergency landing in Honolulu late Thursday as smoke began filling the plane, forcing pilots to declare an in-flight emergency. The all 184 passengers and 7 crew members used the evacuation slide to get off the plane safely.
Evacuation was done orderly, and I think it's the best result we could have asked for.
That's Honolulu Airport Fire Chief Glenn Mitchell. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.